We're deeply grateful to our Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather in His presence.
神给我们这样的机会能够达到他的面前，我们心里深深的感谢。
And we believe there's something in His heart.
我们相信在他的心里有一些事。
That He wants to speak to our hearts.
他要对我们的心说话。
Now any time we have a human being involved in God's work.
在任何的时候，只要有人参在神的工作当中。
Especially in this matter of the ministry of God's word.
特别是在传讲神的话语的事工上。
We have two decisions to make.
我们必须要做两个决定。
The first one is to decide if what is being said is man's word or God's word.
第一个我们要决定所讲的话到底是人的话还是神的话。
And that's a decision that you have to make.
这是你自己要决定的。
The other thing is we have to decide what we're going to do about it if it is God's word.
那么第二件事是我们要决定，如果真是神的话的话，我们要怎么样行？
He doesn't want His word to return to Him void.
因为他的话语必不徒然返回。
He has a purpose for sending forth His word.
他将他的话语行出来是有目的的。
So before we hear anything from our Lord,
所以在我们听我们主话之前，
it's very important.
那非常重要的。
That we make a decision that we will obey what He says to us.
我们要先决定我们愿意谨守遵行。
May our merciful Lord,
愿我们慈悲怜悯的神，
deliver us from just being hearers of His word.
使我们能够成为一位不是光听神道的。
When we only hear and don't obey,
如果我们光听了不行的话，
it brings damage to our spiritual life.
那反而会伤害我们属灵的生命。
And can even hinder us from hearing His word in the future.
那甚至会使我们将来听神话语的能力丧失。
So let's put our hearts and our minds in His hands.
所以让我们将我们的心意交在主的手里。
So that when His word comes forth,
所以当他的话语发出的时候，
it will do the work that He intends for it to do.
会成就他所说话的目的。
Please, my brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄们，
don't look at the human vessels.
不要看着这个作为人的器皿。
Let the Lord speak to you.
让主亲自对你说话。
If He uses human words to speak, then you listen and obey.
那他如果使用了人的话来说出他的话的时候，愿你信而顺服。
Now our brother mentioned that we want to continue tonight in fellowshipping about our Lord Jesus as our great high priest.
我们刚刚的弟兄已经提过，今天晚上我们要继续的交通关于基督是我们的大祭司。
So would you please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3.
所以请翻到希伯来书第三章。
This marvelous letter to the Hebrews chapter 3.
这本奇妙的书卷希伯来书的第三章。
And we'll just read the first verse.
我们只念第一节。
Therefore, holy brethren,
因此同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，
partakers of a heavenly calling,
同蒙天召的，
consider Jesus,
你们应当思想，
the apostle and high priest of our confession,
我们所承认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再做个祷告。
Father, again, our hearts rejoice before us, before you, for all of your goodness to us.
父神，我们再一次的，我们的心因你所施的美善而感欢喜。
We can testify tonight that your mercies are new every morning.
我们在这里可以做见证，你的恩典每日都是新鲜的。
And that your grace is sufficient for every situation in our lives.
在我们人生各样的情况上，你的恩典够我们用。
Now we're here before you tonight.
我们今日在你的面前。
Because we believe there's something that we need to hear from you.
因为我们知道我们要从你那里听讲一些话。
So we do quieten our hearts and minds.
所以在你面前主要安静我们的心。
And we focus them in such a way that we can hear what you want to say to us.
帮助我们，让我们能够专心听你所要讲的话。
Now Father, we want to thank you that you have put in our hands a copy of your written word.
父啊，我们感谢你，你将圣经写成的圣经放在我们的手中。
This is a very precious treasure to us.
对我们来讲，这实在是何等的宝贝。
And we thank you for giving it to us.
我们感谢你，你将这书赐给我们。
We want to thank you as well for sending the Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢你将圣灵赐下。
Without him, everything would be useless.
若没圣灵，主啊，一切都虚空。
And so tonight, blessed Holy Spirit,
主啊，蒙福的圣灵，
we acknowledge your presence among us.
我们承认你在我们当中运行。
We recognize that you are the sovereign one.
我们知道你是全能的。
And we give you all sovereignty over our time.
我们将这个时间摆在你全能的手里。
We surrender our hearts to you.
我们将我们的心向你交托。
We surrender our minds to you.
我们的心意。
And we trust now that you will take the written and spoken word.
我们相信你能够这所写成的所说的神的话。
And make it living to each one of us.
能够在我们的生命当中成为活化。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We read this verse last evening.
我们在希伯来书里面这一节刚读的。
And we spent some time fellowshipping about our Lord Jesus being our apostle.
我们昨天已经交通了一些，我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
And we mentioned a few things about our Lord Jesus being our high priest.
我们也提到了一些关于主是我们大祭司的一些事。
But the sense I had was it wasn't adequate.
但我的感觉好像还不够。
Because my dear brothers and sisters,
因为我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
from chapter 2 to chapter 10 of this letter to the Hebrews,
因为从第二章到第十章,
the focus is all on our Lord Jesus as our high priest.
他的重点就是主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
And it would seem to me it would not be appropriate,
所以在我看来,
if we didn't spend more time considering this issue of our Lord Jesus as our high priest.
那如果我们不多花点时间来思想主耶稣是我们大祭司的话
So tonight we want to spend the time that we have
所以今天我们把这段时间
Trusting the Holy Spirit
交托在圣灵的手里
To open our eyes
打开我们的眼睛
That we might see our Lord Jesus in a fuller way
我们能够看到更丰满的基督
That he would be, it would be more clear to us
对我们来讲能够更清楚的
What a wonderful high priestWe have.
我们有这么样一位奇妙的大祭司。
In the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
When our Lord Jesus became a man.
当我们主耶稣成为人的时候。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他是因圣灵感动怀孕。
He was born into the human race like every other human being is born.
好像所有的人一样他降世为人。
And at a certain point in his life, when he's about 30 years of age,
大概他30岁的时候,
he comes to John the Baptist and is baptized.
他到施洗约翰那里受洗。
This was his way of identifying himself with this great mission of redeeming sinners.
在这个时候他显明他的职分是要救赎罪人。
But you will remember that when he was baptized,
但你记得当他受浸的时候,
and he came up out of the water,
他从水里出来,
that the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form of a dove.
但圣灵如同鸽子降在他身上。
Now in John chapter 1,
在约翰第,
John the Baptist is speaking,
施洗约翰说,
and some of his disciples were standing there with John,
那有些他的门徒, 施洗约翰门徒站在那,
and he saw the Lord Jesus coming,
他看到主耶稣走过来,
and he,said to his disciples,
他对他的门徒讲,
Look, behold,
看啊,
the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
神的羔羊背负世人罪孽。
Now this work our Lord Jesus accomplished while he was still here on the earth.
那么这个工作是主耶稣在世时所成就的。
We mentioned it last night.
我们昨天已经提过。
That when he died on that cross,
当他在十字架上死的时候,
as the Lamb of God,
好像神的羔羊,
he finished all the work that needed to be done,
他已经成就了一切救赎之功,
for any human being to be fully delivered,
好叫所有的人若要得救都需要,
and to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也能够使这些人能够成为主耶稣的形象。
But later on in that chapter 1 of John's Gospel,
但是在后来约翰福音第一章里面,
John the Baptist gives us a further definition, an identification of who the Lord Jesus is.
那施洗约翰又再一次地提到我们主耶稣所行的事。
He said that he, the one upon whom the Holy Spirit has come and remained on him,
他说那圣灵降下又留在他身上的。
He is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
他就是用圣灵施洗的人。
Now it seems to me, my dear brothers and sisters,
从我看来弟兄姐妹,
that every one of us need to fully experience
我们每一个人都应该深深的经验,
all the work of our Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣所成就的一切的事工,
it is my understanding
按着我的了解,
that as the Lamb of God,
是神的羔羊,
he accomplished a perfect salvation.
他成就了完全的救赎。
After he ascended back to the right hand of the Father,
他高升到父神的右边,
he became the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
他就成为用圣灵施洗的人。
Now it's unfortunate that among us as the Lord's people,
但很不幸的在主的百姓当中
that we don't feel as strongly about the Holy Spirit as we should.
我们对圣灵的感动不像我们当有的那么强烈。
Unfortunately, there have been some of God's people
很不幸的神的一些百姓
who have done and said things about the Holy Spirit
他做了一些事说了一些事是关乎圣灵的
that have caused some of us to have a negative reaction to the Holy Spirit.
所做所说的让我们当中有些人有一个负面的反应。
So as we begin tonight,
所以我们今天开始的时候
I want to strongly encourage us
我要强烈地鼓励大家
to allow the Holy Spirit
要让圣灵
to take the truth of God's word
然后将神的真理
and for us to examine our thoughts and concepts and feelings toward the Holy Spirit
让我们来检查我们对圣灵的了解我们的心意
Now most believers
大部分的信徒
believe that God is a three and one God
相信神是三一的神
That is, He is a Trinity.
他是三位一体的神
Now when we begin to read our Bibles,
当我们读圣经的时候
This is not very clear.
这并不是很清楚
We have some clues in the beginning.
在一开始的时候那里有一些线索
Like for instance in Genesis chapter 1,
譬如说在创世纪第一章
verse 26,
26节
And it says, and let us make man in our own image.
神说让我们按着我们的形象造人
Now that's an interesting way for one God to say what he needs to say.
那好像对单一的神来讲这句话有点有趣
He did not say, let me make man in my own image.
他不是说让我来按我的形象造人
But let us make man in our image.
而是让我们按着我们的形象造人
This is an indication
所以在这里就指出了
that there was at least one more member of the Godhead.
就是在神的位格里面至少还有一位至少有两位
But when we come into the New Testament
但当我们到了新约的时候
We begin to see
我们开始看出
That God is a three in one God
神是三一的神
God the Father
父神
God the Son
子神
And God the Holy Spirit
灵神
Now normally when we think about the Trinity
那当我们想到三位一体的时候
We sometimes put the Father on top
有时候我们想那个父是最高的
And then underneath him we put the Son
然后在他之下我们放
And then underneath the two of them we put the Holy Spirit
那在这两位之下我们放了圣灵
So the Holy Spirit gets put down on the bottom of the list
所以圣灵总是在居尾位
And if we're not careful
如果我们不小心的话
It affects the way we think about
him 它就影响了我们怎么样了解圣灵
That somehow he is not 100% God
好像圣灵不是完全的神
And therefore we treat him differently
所以有时候我们对待他也好像不是神
We think about him differently
我们想他也不一样
We respond to him differently
我们对他的反应也不一样
And I want to suggest to us tonight
那我今天要建议
That we allow the Holy Spirit
我们能够让圣灵
To adjust the way we think about the Trinity
能够调整我们对三位一体的看法
Rather than putting it God the Father on top
不要把父放在
上面 God the Son under that
子在当中
And then the Holy Spirit under that
圣灵在下面
That we change the way we think
我们要换个想法
That we put the God the Father here
我们父神在这里
God the Son here
子神在这里
And God the Holy Spirit here
圣灵在这里
They are all three equally God
他们三位都是一样的神
The Holy Spirit is just as much God as the Father and the Son
圣灵如同父一样是一个完全的神
The Son is just as much God as the Father
那就好像子神像父神一样都是完
全的神 They are all three equally God
他们三位都是同样的神
We need to respect them as God
我们必须尊重他们
We need to respond to them as God
我们必须对他回应好像
回应神 We need to worship them as God
我们必须敬拜他们像敬拜神
We need to obey them as God
我们必须顺服他们像顺服神
Because they are God
因为他们是神
All three of them
三位都是
And I'm going to encourage us tonight
我要勉励弟兄姐妹们
That if you're thinking about the Holy Spirit putting him on the bottom
我们如果想把它想到圣灵是把它放到最后的话
you change the way you think,
那你能够改变一下你的想法
you put it on the same level as the Father and the Son.
你要将它与父子同列为同等
Our Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们主耶稣是用圣灵施洗的人
Please don't be afraid of that.
不要害怕
Don't be put off, don't be discouraged by what some believers do and say.
不要因为某些信徒所讲的话而丧气
Being filled with the Holy Spirit will not make you a fanatic.
被圣灵充满不是让你发疯。
He will not make you do things you don't want to do.
他不会让你做你不要做的事情。
Now, maybe it may happen to you.
那也许会发生。
That When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
当你被圣灵充满的时候
the joy in your heart causes you to do something unusual.
那么你心里面的喜乐会让你做一些特别的事。
Now some of you know I have a 5-year-old son.
你们晓得我有一个五岁的儿子。
Let's suppose I go on a trip.
假设我出去旅行。
And I come back, but I buy a gift for my son while I'm on the trip.
那我回来的时候我在旅行当中给我儿子买了一个礼物。
I've been listening and I've heard what kind of a gift he wants.
我听到了我知道我儿子要什么。
So I'm very careful to select a good gift for him.
所以我非常小心地选择了一个好的礼物。
So I come home.
那我回家了。
He comes and gives me a hug.
那他过来抱我一下。
And I give the gift.
我把礼物给他。
He opens it up.
他打开了。
And he's so excited.
他非常的高兴。
He begins to jump up and down.
他就上上下下跳来跳去。
He may even roll on the floor.
他真的在地上。
Now, did the gift make him do that?
那是因为这个礼物让他这样子吗？
No, it was his reaction to the gift.
不是的，是因为他对这礼物的反应。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The blessed Holy Spirit.
蒙福的圣灵。
The Spirit of God.
神的灵。
The Spirit of Jesus.
耶稣的灵。
The Spirit of Christ.
是基督的灵。
Is a gift to us.
是给我们的礼物。
From the Father and the Son.
是从父子。
Let's learn to receive with open hearts.
让我们打开心来接受。
This wonderful, wonderful gift.
这个奇妙的礼物。
So when we begin to fellowship about our Lord Jesus,
所以在我们面前分享主耶稣的时候
as being our great high priest,
好像我们的大祭司
I want you to understand,
我必须要你们了解
that this ministry that he has as a high priest,
他这个大祭司的职分
includes being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
包括了是用圣灵施洗。
When he sat down at the Father's right hand,
他当坐在父神的右边的时候
10 days after they watched him being ascended, going up into the cloud.
当他上升以后十天后
10 days later,
十天以后
these 120 believers are gathered in an upper room in Jerusalem.
120个信徒在耶路撒冷的房子的楼上。
They're simple disciples.
这是很单纯的信徒。
Probably no one with even a high school education.
很多人大概没有一个人高中毕业。
Many of them were just fishermen and ordinary people.
很多人不过是渔夫，是普通的人。
But you know the most wonderful thing about them.
但是关于他们有一件奇妙的事。
The Lord told them to go back and wait for the promise of the Father.
因为主耶稣吩咐他们说回到耶路撒冷等候父所应许的。
It seems like our Lord gave those instructions to more than 500 brethren.
好像说主耶稣把这个命令给了
You can read about it in 1 Corinthians 15.
如果你读哥林多前书第15章的话。
So he instructed 500 to go back to Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Father.
所以他吩咐了500个信徒回到耶路撒冷等候父所应许的。
Praise God, 120 of them obeyed.
然后我们感谢主120个人遵守了。
And they went back.
他们回去了。
And they waited.
他们在那里等候。
Lord didn't tell them how long to wait.
主耶稣没告诉他等候多久。
He said, "You go and wait for the promise of the Father."
他就说你去等候父所应许的。
And they went and they waited.
他们等候又等候。
And 10 days, after 10 days of waiting,
等候了十天。
They were gathered together in this room.
他们在这里聚集。
And there was a noise like a rushing wind from heaven.
好像有天上有大风的声音。
And it filled that room.
充满了那房子。
And tongues of fire came down upon them.
有火舌从天降下。
And they all were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
This is the beginning of Christianity.
这是基督教的开始。
This is the beginning of the church.
这是教会的开始。
Only our risen, reigning Lord Jesus.
只有我们那高升作王的主耶稣。
Can build his church.
能够建立他的教会。
And it cannot be done without the Holy Spirit.
但这个非有圣灵才行。
Now we are in great danger as the Lord's people.
主的百姓在现在有个非常危险的事。
Of learning how to do things.
我们常常要学做怎么样做事。
Without having the anointing and empowering of the Holy Spirit.
但做事却没有圣灵的膏油，圣灵的能力。
But brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹们。
When our Lord Jesus sat down at his Father's right hand.
当我们主耶稣坐在父神的右边的时候。
He sat down as the king, yes.
他是坐下如同王。
He sat down as the great high priest.
他坐下是高殿的大祭司。
And from that position, he begins his work of building his church.
那就在那里开始建造他的教会。
Not just building it.
他不仅是建造。
But perfecting it.
他要成全。
Because she is to become his bride.
因为这就是他的心腹。
And she has to have the same character in her that is in the head in that, in the great high priest.
那在他里面必须有那成为大祭司他的元首那样的性格。
This marriage between our Lord Jesus and His church.
主耶稣跟他教会的婚礼。
Is going to be for eternity.
是直到永远的。
This is a long-term marriage.
这是一个不断绝的婚姻。
Therefore, it has to be perfect.
所以必须是完全的婚
姻。Now, there's nothing wrong with the bridegroom.
如果这个新娘有问题的
话。He's already perfect.
这个新郎是没有问题的。
But the problem is with the bride.
但这个新娘有问题。
And he has to get her ready.
所以他必须预备新娘。
He has to cause her to become a glorious bride.
使这新娘成为荣耀的新娘。
One in which when he sees her,
是当他看见这新娘的时候，
he sees himself.
他就看到自己的反应。
The same way Adam did.
好像亚当一样。
When God put Adam to sleep,
当亚神叫亚当沉睡。
And took something out of Adam's side.
将亚当的肋旁抽出
一个东西。And built a woman.
造了女人。
You remember, brothers and sisters?
记得吗？
Now Adam is sleeping.
亚当在睡觉。
He's under anesthesia.
他那时候已经昏迷不醒。
As you know, that's the first experience of anybody being under anesthesia.
这是第一个被麻醉的人。
But it was God's anesthesia.
但是神给他的麻醉。
He put him to sleep.
他让他睡了。
And he took this out of him and built a woman.
那从亚当的肋旁取出。
Now I want you to use your imagination with me.
我就要让你们想一下。
Adam is sleeping. He's at least sleeping, if not under anesthesia.
那在亚当这时候在睡觉，昏迷不醒。
Now, when you come out from under sleep,
当你从睡中醒来的时
候 sometimes you're not totally awake.
你知道你脑筋昏昏的。
I think this was Adam's experience.
那我觉得这大概也是亚当的经历。
He opens one eye,
他打开一只眼睛
just a little bit,
只看一点点
and he sees this beautiful creature.
他看到这个美丽的
造物。Now you have to remember,
你要记得
he has never seen another human being.
他从来没有见过另一个人。
He named all the animals.
他已经对所有的动物命名。
But he found nothing among the animal kingdom that he wanted to be married to.
他在其中呢找不到他婚配的对象。
Not even the orangutan. Not even the orangutan.
Orangutan.
Nobody knows.
Monkey, okay.
Yeah, big
猴子。
Big monkey.
大猴子。
And so when Adam looked at that orangutan,
所以亚当看着个大猴子。
He said close.
他说很近了。
But not close enough.
但还不行。
But when he opened his eyes and saw this beautiful woman standing there.
当他打开眼睛看到这美丽的女人的时候。
You remember his response?
你记得他的回应吗？
This is now flesh, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
这是我骨中之骨肉中之肉。
She shall be called woman.
她要称作女人。
Because she was taken out of man.
因为他是从我里面取出的。
Now this is what our Lord Jesus has to say about His bride.
所以这就是主耶稣要对他的心腹所讲的。
He has to be able to look at her.
主耶稣能够看着心腹。
And see in her everything that is in Himself.
要看在他的身上要看见主耶稣的一切。
A perfect union.
这样才有一个完全的结合。
You can read about this in Ephesians chapter 5.
你看一下以弗所书第五章。
Now I have to be careful that we finally get to our Lord Jesus as the high priest.
那我们要讲到主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
But let's be clear, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们清楚一件事。
When our Lord Jesus sat down at His Father's right hand,
当我们主耶稣在父神的右边坐下的时候，
He became the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
他是按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
Now Melchizedek was both a king and a priest.
麦基洗德既是王也是祭司。
He was a priest of the Most High God.
他是至高神的祭司。
He was the king of righteousness.
他是公义的王
The king of Salem.
撒冷王
You can read about it in Hebrews chapter 7.
你在希伯来书的第七章可以读到
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
It's so important
非常重要
that you and I are clear
我们要很清楚
about the work our Lord Jesus has been doing for 2,000 years.
要知道主耶稣在过去2000年里面所做的事
When he was here on the earth,
他在地上行走的时候
he said upon this rock,I will build my church.
他说在这磐石上我要建造我的教会。
Now he didn't build it while he was here on the earth.
他在地上时他没有建造这教会。
So when did he begin to build it?
那他什么时候开始建造呢？
After he sat down at the right hand of majesty.
等到他在坐在高天至大的右边。
And he sent the Holy Spirit.
他就赐下圣灵。
And with 120 people he began.
那从120个人开始。
So on that first day,
所以在那一天
there was 120 believers,
所以120个信徒
who became the body of Christ,
成为基督的身体。
He's the head, they are the members,
他是头他们是他的肢体。
And together they compose the body,
所以他们一同成为身体。
And then on the same day, 3,000 more are added to them.
在同一天又有3000人加给他们。
This is the beginning of this glorious work of the Lord building His church.
这是神开始建造他荣耀教会的开始。
And He did it as the great high priest.
他做这个如同他是大祭司。
Now we have mentioned that the burden of the letter to the Hebrews
我们讲到希伯来书的负担是
has to do with this matter of bringing many sons to glory.
负担是要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
please let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart.
让圣灵对你的心说话。
Your Lord is not satisfied for you just to be forgiven of your sins.
那主耶稣不是光光的以你的罪的罪蒙赦免得而满足。
It's a glorious, glorious experience.
虽然是非常的荣耀。
To be free of all of that guilt.
那使我们再也没有罪疚。
All the shame is gone.
所有的羞耻都没了。
It's wonderful.
这是非常奇妙。
This is not the end.
但这不是结束。
He is going to continue to work.
他继续在我们身上工作。
Until His character is fully formed in you and me.
直到他的性格是完全的坐在你我的里面。
So this is what it means bringing many sons to glory.
这就是带领许多众子进入荣耀的意思。
So he not only has the responsibility of taking us individually,
他不是一个一个带我们。
And forming his character in us.
使我们有他的个性。
But then he has to take all of these individuals.
而且他要把许多许多的个人。
And build them together.
一同的建造。
And what is that called?
那这叫什么？
That's called the church.
这叫做教会。
Now there is absolutely no human being,
那绝对一个人
or
没有一个人
any group of human beings,
或是一群人
that are capable of producing those kind of results.
没有一个人能够做这样的事。
Only our Lord Jesus,
只有主耶稣
as a high priest over his church,
那是他教会的大祭司
is the one capable of doing this work of building his church.
唯有他才能够建造他的教会。
May our merciful Lord
用我们怜悯的
deliver us from all of our self efforts
从我们自我的努力当中释
放出来 all of our own ideas
我们自己的主意里面
释放出来 all of our own concepts
我们自己的观念释放出来
all of our own efforts
我们自己的
to build something that only He is capable of building
能够建造一个只有他能够建造的
This is His great work as our high priest
这是他做大祭司的重要工作
And so tonight we want to fellowship about
所以今天我们要一同来分享
as the writer here encourages us to do
如果这个作者勉励我们一样
Consider Jesus
要思想主耶稣基督
The apostle
为使者
And the high priest
为大祭司
We want to consider him tonight
我们今天就要一同来思想
And I want us to consider from two vantage points
我们要从两个方面来思想
First of all
首先
The attributes of our great high priest
我们大祭司的特性
What are the wonderful characteristics about our great high priest?
我们这大祭司有什么样子的特性呢？特质呢
？And then, what are the benefits of his ministry?
第二点，我们从他的侍奉里面得到什么好处
then, ？What is to be our response?
然后我们应当怎么样回应
？To him,
怎么样对他有回应
？And to the work he has done.
同时对他所行的事有什么回应
？I'm going to use a lot of scriptures.
我会用很多的经文。
So I trust you'll be patient with me.
所以希望你们有耐心。
We'll probably read more than 20 verses, okay?
我们要念超过20节的经文。
But let's begin considering the attributes of this high priest.
我们先来思想我们大祭司的特性。
Let's not forget that his name is Jesus.
我们不要忘了他的名称作耶稣。
He's both man and God.
他是人，他也是神。
He was incarnated.
他是道成肉身。
He lived a perfect life.
过了一个完全的生活。带到死地
he was resurrected,
从死里复活
and he has ascended.
他已经升天了
he is still in a human body.
他还是有一个人的身体
now it is a spiritual body,
是一个灵体
but nonetheless it's a human body.
但还是一个人的身体
and I don't know if you're clear about this,
那我不知道你清不清楚
but this is to be part of your inheritance too.
那这也是你所要得的产业
that this mortal must put on immortality.
这个必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的。
One day our mortal bodies
有一天我们的必朽坏的
are going to be transformed,
也要变化。
And we're going to have spiritual bodies,
我们要有灵体。
To go out into eternity,
那直到永远。
And enjoy all that God has planned for us.
那成就神所应许的一切。
We're not going to be limited the way we are now.
我们不是像现在一样有各样限制。
I don't know how free we're going to be.
我不知道我们到底会怎么样子的自由吧。
We're going to be a lot more freer than we are now.
但当然比我们现在要自由的多。
Because God is going to do something,
因为神要做一些事。
To produce a kind of a body,
要建造一个人灵体。
That allows us to express ourselves in fullness.
能够将人性充分地表达出来。
And our Lord Jesus is now seated at the Father's right hand.
我们主耶稣坐在父神的右边。
He is there in a body.
他在那里带着身体。
It's a spiritual body.
是个灵体。
But from that position,
但在那里,
he has now sent the Holy Spirit,
他将圣灵赐下,
as his representative,
在地上做他代表。
Without the Holy Spirit,
没有圣灵的话,
there is no way we can become believers in the Lord Jesus.
我们根本不可能相信主耶稣。
If it were not for the Holy Spirit,
如果没有圣灵,
we would be lost in our sin without hope.
我们在罪里面就失落永远没盼望。
But he has been sent here,
但他赐下圣灵,
and he will remain here,
他会留在地上,
until the Lord Jesus come back,
直到主再来的时候。
So you and I are totally at his mercy.
所以我们完全是仰赖他的恩典。
So let's fellowship about some attributes of this high priest.
现在我们一同来交通一下这大祭司的一些特性。
First of all, in chapter 2,
第二章,
verse 17,
第17节,
chapter 2, verse 17,
二章十七节。
Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
So that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest.
为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
If he had not become a human being,
他如果不是人的话,
he could not understand what it's like to be a human being.
他就不能够了解成为人什么样子。
It would be difficult for him to show mercy.
那他对他来讲不容易显出怜悯。
But since he has become a human being,
但他既然成为了人
and came and lived a perfect life,
and 过了一个完全的生活
has been crucified and resurrected,
钉死十字架复活了
and is back to the Father's right hand,
回到父神的右边
he knows exactly what it's like to be a human being living on this planet.
他知道成为一个人活在世上是怎么回事
and he's both merciful and faithful.
那他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Those two things are not easy to work together.
那这两件是不容易摆在一起的。
Mercy and faithfulness.
那慈悲又忠信。
But our great high priest.
但我们的大祭司。
Is both merciful.
既是慈悲的。
That means that you can approach him.
表示你可以亲近他。
You can go to him.
你可以来到他面前。
You don't need to fear him.
你不用怕。
He knows what it's like to be a real human being.
他知道成为一个人真正的光景。
So you can go and know that you will find mercy.
所以你可以到他那里，你知道你会蒙怜悯。
And then he will be utterly faithful.
那他是忠信的。
Now he will be faithful to his father.
他对父是忠信的。
And he will be faithful to us.
他对你也是忠信的。
He cannot fail you, my brother.
他不会让你失望的，弟兄姐妹们。
You need to underline this in red ink.
你要注意，好好的注意。
It's impossible for him to fail you.
他不可能让你失望。
He has to be faithful to you.
他必须是忠信的。
This one can never ever fail you.
他永远不会让你失望。
If he ever failed you, even the little thing,
甚至在小事上让你失望。
The whole universe would collapse.
整个世界就要毁灭。
Fall apart.
会完全的破碎。
He has to be faithful to himself.
他必须是忠信的。
This is our great high priest.
这是我们的大祭司。
And I hope, dear brothers and sisters,
我希望弟兄姐妹们
that our understanding grows.
我们的认识能够成长。
Where you never question,
叫你能够坚信
the faithfulness of your high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ.
相信你的大祭司是诚实忠信。
And that you never hesitate,
你永远不会犹豫
to go before him,
来到他的面前
to call upon him.
呼叫他的名
to give you the help that you need.
向他呼求你所需要的帮助。
Now let's look in chapter 4.
第四章
verses 14 and 15.
第十四节十五节
verse 14.
第十四节
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens,
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司
Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
就是神的儿子耶稣便当持定所承认的道。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who has been tempted in all things.
他也曾凡事受过试探。
As we are.
与我们一样。
Yet without sin.
只是他没有犯罪。
Now brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
First of all.
第一。
The writer describes him as a great high priest.
希伯来的作者形容他是尊荣的大祭司。
Now, maybe you will remember the last night.
昨天我们讲过。
I shared with us.
我讲过。
Our God does never exaggerate.
我们的父从来不夸张的。
When he says something is great,
当他说什么东西是尊荣的时候
you can take it that it's great.
那你就知道他的确是尊荣的。
Now, you know, as human beings, we like to exaggerate.
那人呢喜欢夸张。
We want to try to make something great when it's not great.
我们很喜欢把一些事加上一些东西。
But God never ever calls something great unless it's great.
但神从来不会叫一件东西尊荣，除非它真的是尊荣的。
And our great high priest is a great high priest.
那我们的尊荣的大祭司是高尊荣的。
He's superior to Aaron.
他是超过亚伦的。
He's superior to all human beings.
他是超过所有的人类。
And yet he's still our high priest.
但他还是我们的大祭司。
And what the writer here tells us.
所以这里的作者讲到。
He can sympathize with our weakness.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Now he doesn't sympathize with our sin.
他不是说体恤我们的罪。
But he sympathizes with our weaknesses.
但他知道我们的软弱。
He understands.What it's like to be a human being.
他了解成为人是怎么回事。
Now he will help us with our sin.
所以他会帮助我们，我们犯罪的时候。
But he doesn't sympathize with our sin.
但他并不是与我们表同情的罪表同情。
He was tempted in every way.
他在凡事上受了试探。
Yet he never sinned.
但他从来没犯罪。
And now he is able to help us.
所以他能够帮助我们。
He's able to come and sympathize with our weakness.
他能够来到我们当中，体恤我们的软弱。
My brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
，You remember the situation with the Apostle Paul？
要记得保罗的光景。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12，
在哥林多后书第12章。
I think we mentioned this last night。
我们昨天提过。
When Paul had this thorn in the flesh，
他在肉体里面有一根刺。
This debilitating situation，
这个叫他没办法行动的事。
He didn't think he could go on，
他没有办法继续下去。
And he went to the Lord，
他到主的面前。
And he begged the Lord three times，
他恳求主三次。
To remove this thing from，
求主将这刺挪去。
As far as we know, it was never removed.
但据我们所了解的，神一直没有挪去。
But what did the Lord say to our brother Paul?
但主怎么样对保罗说
？My grace is sufficient.
我的恩典是够你用的。
No matter what the situation.
不管光景如何。
Now we'll probably touch on this a little bit later.
我们等一下可能再提一下。
But he is a faithful and merciful high priest.
他是一个慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is a great high priest.
他是一个尊荣的大祭司。
He sympathizes with our weakness.
他体恤我们的软弱。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五节第六节。
So also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司。
But he who said to him,You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
乃是在乎向他说你是我的儿子我今日生你的那一位。
Just as he also says in another passage.
就如经上又一处说。
Now listen carefully.
仔细听。
You are a priest forever. According to the order of Melchizedek.
你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
Who is speaking here?
在这里讲的是谁?
God the Father.
是父神讲的。
He has made his own son.
他使他自己的儿子。
To be a priest forever.
成为永远的大祭司。
How long is forever?
永远到底多久?
Forever, right?
就是永远嘛。
There's no end.
没有尽头。
So that means all the way out into eternity.
所以一直到永恒里。
Our Lord Jesus is going to be a high priest.
主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
And he's going to be our high priest.
是我们的大祭司。
Now, I don't know what the Lord has planned for us.
我不知道主对我们的计划是什么。
But apparently we're going to need a high priest.
不很显然了我们到那时候还需要大祭司。
We're living here on this planet.
甚至像我们现在一样。
Now, maybe you don't think you need a high priest.
也许到那时候你觉得你不需要大祭司。
But the word of God says you need one.
但圣经告诉我们你需要。
The Father has decided you need one.
那父这样讲我们需要。
And without it, you will not survive.
没有的话我们根本没办法存活。
You will not do what you need to do.
我们没有办法做我们所当行的事。
What you need to become,
我们没有办法成为我们当成为的。
Without a high priest.
除非我们有这位大祭司。
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹们。
God in His great mercy.
神在他的大怜悯里面。
Given us His own Son.
赐下他自己的儿子。
To be a high priest to us forever.
做我们永远的大祭司。
Not just while we're here.
不仅是在这里。
Yes, it is true while we're here.
是的，我们在这里是是的。
Whatever experience we go through.
无论什么样子的事我们经历的。
Regardless of what we encounter in our life.
不论我们生命里面经过什么样子的路。
Our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣。
Has been given to us. To be our high priest.
父将耶稣赐给我们做我们的大祭司。
And he's been given to us forever.
而且是永远的大祭司。
Chapter 5 verse 9.
第五章第九节。
And having been made perfect,He became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
The writer's talking about our Lord Jesus as a high priest.
这里作者讲到我们主耶稣的大祭司。
And what word does he use to describe him here?
他用什么字来形容呢？
He's perfect.
他是完全。
You cannot improve on him.
你没办法再加了。
He can never fail you.
他不会让你失望。
He is absolutely perfect.
他是完全的。
Because the Father has decided what kind of a priest do we need.
因为父神已经知道我们需要什么样子的祭司。
And he decided he's going to give us the absolute best.
他决定要给我们绝对最好的。
He's going to give us a perfect one.
他要给我们一个完全的。
No imperfections.
完全一点没有缺陷。
He's perfect.
他是完全的。
Everything he does is perfect.
他所行的都是完全的。
He's perfect in his character.
他的性格是完全的。
He's a perfect high priest.
他是一个完全的大祭司。
Chapter 7, verse
3. 第七章第三节。
Here the writer is talking about our high priest.
这作者在这里讲到我们的大祭司。
According to the order of Melchizedek.
按着曼基洗德的等次做祭司。
Now, remember Melchizedek, there's no record of his birth.
那记得曼基洗德没有族谱。
There's no record of his mother and father.
无父无母。
No genealogy.
没有族谱。
No record of his death.
没有记载他的死亡。
And so, the Holy Spirit takes Melchizedek.
所以圣灵将曼基洗德。
And uses him as the type of our Lord Jesus.
用他成为主耶稣的预表。
He is a high priest.
他是大祭司。
Perpetually. Look verse 3.
看第三节永远的。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remains a priest perpetually.
他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终乃是与神的儿子相似成为祭司直到永远。
Now what I think at least one thing this means,
我想在这里至少有一件事
is that 24 hours a day,
就是每天有24小时
24/7,
一个礼拜七天
7 days a week, 24 hours a day,
一个礼拜七天一天24小时
our great high priest,
我们尊荣的大祭司
is on his, in his position,
一直在那里
and he's available,
他为我们成为得救的根源。
Doesn't make any difference if it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
无论是你早上三点钟的时候。
Whatever the time is.
无论是几点钟。
He is there functioning perpetually.
他在那里一直成为大祭司。
He never stops functioning as our high priest.
他没有一点点的时间，他不是我们的大祭司。
Chapter 7, verse
24. 第七章二十四节。
But Jesus, on the other hand,Because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently.
这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
So he is a perfect high priest.
他是完全的大祭司。
He is a perpetual high priest.
他是一直在那里做大祭司。
He's a permanent high priest.
而且他不更换的大祭司。
There's not going to be any changes made.
在这里不会有更改。
Now with the priest under the old covenant.
在旧约里面的祭司
when one high priest died, they had to change it and get another one.
一个大祭司死了他们必须找另外一位。
This is not necessary now.
但再也不用了。
Why?
为什么?
Because he's never going to die.
因为他不会死。
He has indestructible life.
他的生命是不朽坏的。
He has divine life.
他有神圣的生命。
He has eternal life.
他有永远的生命。
And therefore, he's going to be permanently the high priest.
所以他是长远不更
换的大祭司。Nobody will succeed him.
没有人能够做他的继任。
Now let's look also in chapter 7, verse 26.
我们再看一下第七章的二十六节。
And this will be the last reference we will have to his attributes.
这是我们看到主耶稣做大祭司的特性的最后一个。
Verse 26 of chapter 7.
第二十六节。
For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest.Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens.
像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无沾污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。
Now we're not going to spend a lot of time going over each one of these words.
我们在这里不用花很多的时间，一个字一个字的讲解。
But just notice.
只要注意。
He's holy.
他是圣洁
He's innocent,
无邪恶
He's undefiled,
无沾污
He's separated from sinners,
远离罪人
And he's exalted above the heavens.
高过诸天
He is in the highest position.
他是最高的大祭司
He is fully qualified.
他是完全合宜的
To fulfill his responsibility.
使他所承受的职任并能成全
As our great high priest.
是我们尊荣的大祭司
Now I trust, my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
that in your heart it's clear,
我相信在你的心里应该清楚,
that he is a great high priest.
他是我们尊荣的大祭司。
There's no way you can improve on him.
你再也没办法加一点。
He's perfect.
他是完全。
He's all we need.
他是我们所需要的。
We don't need anybody else.
我们不需要任何别的东西。
To help us in any and every situation.
无论在各样的情况下，他足能帮助我们。
So he is fully qualified.
他是完全适任的
to fulfill his responsibility.
来成就他大祭司的职分。
Now, what about the ministry that he's performing?
那他到底做些什么职任呢？
What are the things that he's doing?
他做些什么事呢？
Now, we're not going to cover all of them.
我们没办法完全的看。
But I trust that the ones we do will give you the kind of idea that I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to have.
但我只是要看一下，我相信圣灵要我们明白的几件事。
Is that his ministry is totally adequate.
他的侍奉是完全足够。
He's not only qualified,
他不仅是适任
but his ministry fulfills all that we will ever need now and in the age to come.
And 他的职任是能够符合我们现今直到永远一切的需要。
So let's go back to chapter 5.
我们再回到第五章。
And let's look at verses 9 and 10.
我们看第九、第十节。
And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Now, as our Lord Jesus fulfills his ministry,
我们的主耶稣成就他的职分。
Now, when he died on the cross as the Lamb of God,
他如同神的羔羊死在十字架上。
He accomplished this great salvation.
他成就了这极大的救恩。
It's a perfect salvation.
是完全的救恩。
But how are you and I going to experience it?
那我们怎么经历这救恩呢?
If we are left to ourselves,
如果我们只是我们自己的话,
if we don't have someone to help,
我们如果没有别人帮助的话,
us,
那我们怎么样?
And bring us into this experience,
我们怎么样能够进入这个经验里面去?
What are you going to do?
怎么办呢?
If you're left to yourself,
如果只有你自己你怎么办? 你什么都不能做。
But this is the ministry of our great high priest.
那这就是我们大祭司的侍奉。
He is the source in himself. He has the source of eternal salvation.
他是根源，他是永远得救的根源。
Now let's pay attention to these two words.
让我们注意这个字。
Salvation,
救恩,
it means that God delivers us from our great danger.
表示神将我们从极大的危险中拯救出来。
What was our great danger?
我们极大的危险是什么?
That we go out into eternity.
因为我们在永远里面要受刑罚。
And be in a place where we knew nothing of God.
那在那里永远不能够与神亲近。
Totally separated from Him.
完全与神分离。
This was our danger.
这是我们所面临的危险。
But God has provided a salvation.
在神赐下的救恩。
A so great a salvation.
极大的救恩。
And this, the source of this salvation.
这救恩的根源。
Is in our high priest.
就是我们的大祭司。
He's the one who ministers this to us.
他是将这样子的救恩赐给我们。
And it's an eternal salvation.
诶，这是永远的救恩。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Please,
请记住
so that you bring joy and satisfaction to your heavenly Father's heart.
那这样子能够使我们的父神的心得满意。
You think for one moment,
你觉得
that He would provide a salvation,
他提供了一个救恩
that you could lose,
然后你会失去吗？
Now I know there are believers who think you can lose it.
我知道有的信徒是这样子觉得的。
But you will not find it in the Word of God.
但这样子的话是不是按着神的话说的？
It's man imposing their ideas on God's Word.
不过是人将他自己的心意加到神的话。
The word eternal means eternal.
永远的意思就是永远。
You can't lose it.
你不可能失去。
Because God has created something eternal.
因为神已经建造了一个永远的。
Because this salvation has been accomplished through the eternal Son of God.
因为这永远的神的儿子成就了这个救恩。
Secondly,
第二
chapter 6,
第六章
verse 19,
第十九节
and 20,
二十节。
This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚又坚固又牢靠浅通路幔内。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us.
做先锋的耶稣。
Having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司就为我们进入幔内。
Now,Part of the ministry of our great high priest.
我们主耶稣大祭司的一个侍奉
is that he has become a forerunner for us.
就是做我们的先锋。
Now you remember that John the Baptist was a forerunner for the Lord Jesus.
我们记得施洗约翰是主耶稣的先锋。
He was born 6 months before the Lord Jesus.
他在主耶稣降生前6个月生下来。
And God used him as a way of preparing the way for the Messiah.
所以神使用他预备弥赛亚的路。
Calling attention to people for the necessity of repentance.
告诉百姓他们必须要悔改。
Because the kingdom of God is here in their midst.
因为神的国近了。
Now what is John talking about?
那约翰讲的是什么?
He's talking about the king is here.
他是说王已经到来。
And when the Lord Jesus came preaching.
那主耶稣来讲的时候,
what was his message?
主耶稣的信息是什么?
Repent.
悔改,
because the kingdom of God is here.
因为神的国近了。
Now how can the kingdom of God be here?
那神的国怎么降临呢?
Because the king is here.
因为神的王已经到了。
And where the king is,
哪里有王,
the kingdom.
哪里就是国度。
And so our Lord Jesus now is a forerunner for us.
所以现在主耶稣成了我们的先锋。
Let me try to share my little understanding of this.
让我跟大家分享一下我的了解。
But if you were introduced into the very presence of God right now,
假如你被带到神的面前,
what would you do?
你要做什么?
How would you act?
你怎么反应?
What would you say?
你会说什么?
You know, when you go to meet the Queen of England,
如果你见到英国的皇后的时候,
before you even get to meet her,
你在还没有遇见她的时候,
you have to go through a long list of instructions.
你要接受许多的教导,
of what to do and what not to do.
你要做什么,什么东西不要做。You
never hold out your hand.
譬如说你不能够伸手。
You never talk to her unless she talks to you.
除非她先跟你说话, 你不能先跟她说话。 你永远不可以碰她。
There's some things you do and some things you don't do.
有些事是你必须做,
and you're told before you ever get there what these things are.
在你还没有见到女皇时, 就先告诉你要怎么做。
How are you going to act?
那么你怎么样? 你要怎么样?
What are you going to say?
你要说什么?
When you stand in the very presence of God.
如果你站在神的面前, 你要说什么?
This holy righteous God.
这公义圣洁的神。
What are you going to say?
你说什么?
Well, you have one there to help you.
在那里有个人帮你。
He's gone in ahead of us.
他已经在我们前面去了。
And he's there to help us know how to conduct ourselves.
在那里他帮助我们, 让我们知道我们当行什么。
This is part of his ministry, my brothers.
这是他的职分。
Now, I would like to have a lot more information, a lot more revelation about this.
那我希望有更多的光照, 更多的了解。
All I can do is share what little bit I have.
但我只能告诉你们这么一点点。
But our Lord Jesus,
但我们的主耶稣,
as our high priest,
是我们的大祭司,
has gone into the very holy of holies before us.
已经在我们之前进入了至圣所。
And he can help us know what to do when we get there.
所以当我们到那里的时候, 他能够帮助我们知道我们所当行的事。
I think I need to say this.
我想我应该说,
we don't have to die before we can go there.
那我们不一定要死了才能去那里。
And we don't have to wait until the Lord returns.
我们不一定要等主再来才到那里。
That veil in the temple has been rent from top to bottom.
因为圣殿的会幕已经从上到下裂开了。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified,
当我们主耶稣钉死十字架的时候,
God took a hold of it from top to bottom and tore it apart.
那个会幕从上到下裂开了。
Now that veil separated the holy place from the holy of holies.
那这会幕将至圣所与圣所分开。
Only the high priest could go into the holy of holies once a year.
只有大祭司能够一年一次进入至圣所。
But now it's been opened up.
但现在已经打开了。
Not only for us to go in,
不仅是让我们得进去,
but also for God to come out.
也让神可以出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
please don't get offended at me.
不要被我的话冒犯。
What do you think is supposed to happen when we come to the Lord's table?
你想我们来到主的桌子面前时我们当怎么样?
Do we understand the reality of what's happening when we break bread together?
当我们一同擘饼时到底那实际是什么?
The sovereign ruler of the universe,
掌管宇宙全地的神,
our great high priest,
我们尊荣的大祭司,
has invited us to come and sit with him at his table.
邀请我们坐在他的桌子,
and the Holy Spirit wants to lead us,
圣灵要带领我们,
into the holy of holies,
要进入至圣所,
to meet with our God.
与我们的神相亲近。
Now I want to make an appeal to us.
我要对你们讲,
let's not be satisfied,
让我们不要心里满足,
to stay in the outer court,
只在外院就满足,
or even the holy place,
甚至在圣院里面满足,
since the veil has been rent,
因为幔子已经裂了,
we have someone to help us.
我们已经有一位帮助我们的,
the holy, under his direction, the Holy Spirit can lead us,
那在他的带领下, 圣灵可以引导我们,
into having this kind of encounter with our God.
我们能够进到至圣所与神相交。
Now, we will not know what to do.
我们不知道该怎么做。
We will feel out of place.
我们觉得好像不在我们的地方。
Unless we have someone to help us.
除非有人能够帮助我们。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，I'm glad to report to us tonight.
我很高兴地告诉你们
，that the word of God tells us.
神的话告诉我们
，that He has gone as our forerunner.
他已经成为我们的先锋，进到你们。
He's there waiting to help us.
他在那里帮等候帮助我们。
Now, chapter 7, verse 22.
第七章二十二节。
Maybe we ought to begin in verse 21.
我们从第二十一节开始。
For they indeed became priests without an oath, but he with an oath, through the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever."
至于那些祭司，原不是起誓立的，只有耶稣是起誓立的，因为那立他的对他说，主起的誓，绝不后悔，你是永远为祭司。
Now verse 22, where we want to look.
第二十二节。
So much more, also Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
既是启示立的耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
Now we don't have time tonight to go into this matter of the better covenant.
我们今天没有时间讲这个更美的约。
But God made a covenant with his old, with the people in the Old Testament.
但神在与旧约的百姓立了约
，at Mount Sinai through Moses，
在西乃山借着摩西
，God made a covenant with them，
神与他们立约
，but He promised in Jeremiah chapter 31，
但在耶利米书第三十一章
，He's going to make a new covenant，
他应许他们要建立新约
，a covenant with better promises，
这是一个更美的应许所立的
，better conditions，
更美的好条件
，what we discover here，
我们在这里所得到的
，is our high priest，
是我们的大祭司
，is the guarantee of that better covenant。
那是我们这更美之约的中保。
Now I can only mention these things to you tonight.
那我今天只能够稍微提提。
But you know in my heart, my brothers and sisters.
但你知道，在我的心里，弟兄姐妹们。
But I desire very, very much.
我很盼望，很盼望。
Is that your heart will be so stirred?
你的心能够被此搅动。
That you may even have difficulty sleeping for a few nights.
叫你今天这几天晚上都不能睡觉。
And some of this gets a hold of your heart.
让他知道这个真理抓住了你。
My brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Our Lord Jesus is the guarantee of this better covenant.
我们的主耶稣是这更美之约的中保。
Now the translators have a difficulty with this word.
那翻译的人有点困难，在翻译这个的时候。
Some translations say a guarantor.
那有的地方是写那个保证的人。
My translation says a guarantee.
我在我的翻译里面讲的是保证。
Basically, the idea is
那这里一个观念
，God has made a covenant.
神已经立了一个约。
That he will, that the high priest will keep for us.
这个大祭司会保守这约。
We can't keep the covenant ourselves.
我们自己没办法保守这个约。
The same way that old covenant people were not able to keep the covenant.
好像旧约的百姓没办法守约一样。
We cannot keep the new covenant.
我们也没办法守这个新约。
But God in His mercy,
但神在他的怜悯里面
has given us a guarantor.
给了我们一个叫保证的中保。
Jesus the high priest.
主耶稣基督我们的中保。
He lives inside of us.
他进到我们的里面。
And when we obey him,
当我们顺服主的时候
then we keep the covenant.
我们就守这个约。
But you understand, he's the one doing it.
那你要了解是他在那里行事。
But you're doing it too.
但你也在这里行事。
It's what Paul says in Galatians 2:20.
这是保罗在哥林多前书二十节讲的。
I don't know if you stop to think about what Paul says there.
我们在这里稍微讲一下。
He says, I have been crucified with Christ.
他说我与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
但是我
有
活着。不是我在活的，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今活着，乃是因信主的主神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself?
他爱我，为我舍己。
Now why doesn't this apostle make up his mind?
为什么这个使徒要这样讲
？Is he dead or is he alive?
他到底是死还活的
？Is he crucified or is he living?
他到底是被钉了还是活着
？You know what he would say to us?
他会怎么讲吗
？Both，
都是的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，We have someone living inside of us.
在我们里面有一位活着。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Someone living inside of us.
有一位在我们里面活着。
That has already been 100% obedient.
他是一个完全顺服神的。
And his life inside of us.
他的生命在我们里面。
Can enable us to be obedient.
所以使我们也成为顺服。
And keep the covenant God has made with us.
使我们能够守住神与我们所立的约。
Now you can read about this covenant in chapter 8 and chapter 9.
在第八章、第九章你会。
今天我们没时间讲。
But our Lord Jesus as
our high priest,
但我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司
is the guarantor.
那是我们的中保。
Now I have learned just a few Portuguese words.
那我只是学了几个葡萄牙文。
Some of them have so much meaning, I force myself to learn.
那 有些的意义非常深刻，所以拼命想学。
And in the Portuguese language,
在葡萄牙文里面
，this word guarantor,
那这个保证、中保这个字
，Theodore
是 Theodore。
And this Theodore,
这个 Theodore
is a person, for instance, if you need to borrow some money.
是那一个，假如说你要借钱的话。
But you don't have any collateral, you don't have anything to back it up.
但你一点凭据都没有。
You need to go to the bank and ask for some money.
你要到银行里面借钱。
But you need someone to go with you.
但你要找一个人跟你一起去。
And sign the paper.
他与你一同签文件。
If they don't pay, I will.
那说他如果不付的话。
This is your Theodore.
那么这是你的 Theodore， 这是
guarantee，
这就是保证的意思。
The bank will get their money，
所以保证这个银行一定会拿到钱。
Oh, sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Do you see this？
你看到了吗
？Our Lord Jesus，
我们的主耶稣
has been given as our high priest，
是我们的大祭司
，to be our Theodore，
要成为我们的
Theodore， guarantee，
保证我们
that the covenant will be kept，
保证这个新约必然成就。
Now, I know some of you say, Ernie, this is too good to be true。
那我知道你们当中的人讲这个不可能啊，太好了。
I agree with you， it's too
good to be true。是的，实在是太好了。
But it's true anyhow。
但是是真的。
Whether we can accept it or not，
不论我们能不能接受
，it's true，
是真的。
Because the word of God says so。
因为神的话这样讲。
He is our guarantor，
他是我们的中保，是我们保证的。
He is our surety，
那他是我们凭据。
He makes it a positive thing，
他是一定成就的。
As long as we learn to obey him，
只要我们学习顺服他。
Oh, how important this is！
所以这非常重要。
My dear young brothers and sisters，
亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹们
，I hesitate to use this example。
我是有点犹豫，不知道该不该用这比喻。
But I feel like it's appropriate at this point.
但我想在这个时候还是蛮合适的。
Somehow you don't feel like it's appropriate, you please forgive me.、Okay?
那如果你觉得不合适的话，请你原谅我。
But、some of you know I have a five-year-old son.
你们知道我有一个五岁的孩子。
And a month or so ago,
大概一个月多月以前
，He and I were having a conversation at breakfast.
我跟大家在聊天。
And talking with him, I said, Benjamin.Do you know that our God has all of these blessings He wants us to experience?
他说，我跟他说 ，Benjamin， 你知道吗？神有这样子美好的福分要我们得来享受。
Yes, Dad, I know.
他说，是啊，我知道。
I don't know where he got this information, but he knew.
我不知道他从哪里知道，不过他知道就对了。
You know, there's only one thing we need to do in order for those blessings to become ours.
然后我跟他说，只有一件事我们要做，好叫我们能够承受这些福分。
And I said, Benjamin, you know what that is?
那我说。Benjamin， 你知道什么吗
？Yes, Dad。
他说：“我知道，爸爸。
Just obey。
只要顺服。
Coming out of a five-year-old，
从一个五岁的孩子。
All my brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，This is on the top of your list。
那这只有天上的人讲。
You just have to obey。
你只要顺服。
The indwelling life of the Lord Jesus Christ。
那顺服在我们里面耶稣的生命。
And when you obey that life。
当你顺服这生命的时候
，He becomes the guarantor of this new covenant.
那他成为这新约的中保。
Chapter 7 verse 25.
第七章二十五节。
Therefore, He is able to save forever those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Now notice what the writer says.
注意这作者怎么讲。
He is able to save, my translation says forever.
他都能拯救到底，直到永远。
It has a footnote saying completely.
在后有小字是说完全。
And the King James version says,
King James 的圣经讲。
He's able to save to the uttermost.
他能够拯救到底。
Did you hear that, brothers and sisters?
你听到这翻译吗
？This high priest,
这高大祭司
is able to save us completely.
那是能够完全的拯救我们。
To deliver us from everything that is not according to God's will.
凡是神不合神心意事，他都能够从我们把我们
拯救出来。And to bring us into a full, rich experience.
使我们带到那丰富的经历里面。
Of all that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ.
使能完全的享受在基督里面所赐给我们各样的丰盛。
Chapter one.
以弗所书第一章
，Where Paul says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
保罗这样说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
他在基督里面曾赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
Every spiritual blessing.
各样属灵的福气。
In Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里。
Now, brothers and sisters, these are all ours.
这弟兄姐妹们都是给我们的。
Jesus is our high priest.
我们的主耶稣是我们大祭司。
Bring us into the reality of.
要带领我们进入这实际里面。
Save us completely.
要完全的拯救我们
，make us a whole person，
使我们能够成为完全
，sanctify us，
成为圣洁
glorify us,
成为荣耀
to where God can look at us,
只等到神看我们的时候
and find nothing wrong,
会觉得说一点误会都没有
That's what it means to be saved to the uttermost,
这叫做拯救到底的意思
where God can find nothing wrong,
到了神发现我们都是完全没有错处
Now is there anybody else in this place tonight that says, I want that besides me?
除了我以外，我们当中有没有哪一位说这是我要的
？You want to be saved to the uttermost？
你愿意能够蒙拯救到底
吗 ？You want to be saved completely？
你愿意完全的
得救吗 ？You want to be set free of all the things that you know is not right in your life？
你要从所有的你生命里面的错误当中得释放吗
？Do you want to be a manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ？
你要成为主耶稣在生命里面成为主耶稣完全的彰显吗
？You want His character formed in you？
你希望他的性格坐在你里面吗
？Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, brothers and sisters.
今天我在这里就是要告诉你们
，We have a great high priest.
我们有一个高天尊荣的大祭司
，He can bring you into it.
他能够带领我们进入。
Yes, He forgives us.
是的，他赦免我们的罪。
But He has much more for us.
他还有更多的是要赐给我们。
To bring us to the place where His own character is fully formed in us.
要带领我们知道他的个性能够在完全的在我们里面成。
这是我们的大祭司。He's also a minister in the true sanctuary, chapter 8.
那第八章也讲到他是在至圣所真的至圣所里面行他的职分。
Let's look at verse 1.
第一节。
Now the main point in what has been said is this.
我们所讲的其中第一要紧的。
We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens.
就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
A minister in the sanctuary,
在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。
And the true tabernacle,
在真帐幕里。
Which the Lord built, not man.
这帐幕是主所织的不是人所织的。
So our Lord Jesus,
所以我们主耶稣
as our great high priest,
是我们尊荣的大祭司
is a minister in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary, and the true tabernacle of God.
那是在真帐幕里面的圣所里面做执事。
Don't allow yourself to go on thinking.
不要让你自己一直想。
That our Lord Jesus is not doing anything now.
好像我们主耶稣现在没事做。
I don't know if you've considered this matter or not.
我不晓得你有没有想过。
But for 2,000 years.
但两千年来。
Our Lord Jesus has been faithfully, diligently working.
我们的主耶稣是忠心勤奋的行事。
Ministering in the tabernacle and the true sanctuary. In the sanctuary and the true tabernacle.
在真帐幕里面的圣所里面做执事。
He leads us in worship.
他带领我们进入敬拜。
Now, the Holy Spirit here enabling us to worship.
在这里的圣灵带领我们。
But it is originating with Him.
但是是从那大祭司来的。
He knows what will bring joy to our Father's heart.
他知道什么样的事能够让父的心得满足。
He knows what kind of worship we need to offer.
他知道我们所需要奉献的敬拜是什么。
So He is there as our minister.
所以他在那里做执事。
And the Holy Spirit is here among us.
圣灵在我们当中做工。
And we can be led by our great high priest.
所以我们被我们大祭司带领。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
In our worship.
在我们的敬拜当中。
Remember John chapter 4?
记不记得约翰福音第四章
?Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
凡敬拜他必须在真理和圣灵里面来敬拜他。
And our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣
knows perfectly what it means to worship our God.
他完全的知道怎么样才是真实的敬拜。
And as man,
他在太
成 high priest, he's prepared to teach us how to worship.
他是同有血肉之体做大祭司的，他预备好了要教导我们如何敬拜。
Now verse 6 of chapter 8.
第八章的第六节。
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry by as much as he is also the mediator.Of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises.
那如今耶稣所的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
So we've already seen that he is the guarantor.
我们前面看到他是中保，是保证的人。
But here now the writer helps us see that he's the mediator.
那这里又看到中保
of this new covenant.
是这新约的中保。
Now you remember when the Lord Jesus was sharing the Passover meal with his disciples.
你记得主耶稣与他的门徒一同分享逾越节的筵席的时候。
The night he was betrayed.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
And he took a cup of wine.
他举起杯来。
And what did he say to his disciples?
他对他的门徒怎么说？
This is the new covenant in my blood.
这是用我的血所立的新约。
So he has originated the covenant.
所以他从他开始的新约,
he created the covenant,
他创造的新约,
he is the guarantor of the covenant,
他保证了这个新约,
and now we're told he is the mediator.
现在告诉我们他是中保,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
he knows all the details about this covenant.
对于这个新约, 主耶稣最清楚不过,
you know, I don't know if there's any lawyers here or not.
我不知道我们在这里有没有做律师,
but I find the language that lawyers use,
但我发现律师的语言呢,
it's very difficult to understand.
一般人实在很难明白。
You need a lawyer to help you understand lawyer language.
那只有一个律师才能够帮你明白另外一个律师在讲什么。
This covenant that God has made with us through the blood of His Son.
那借着神儿子的血, 祂与我们立了新约。
It's so comprehensive.
这是完整完全的新约。 这样深刻的新约。
There's so much precious value in it.
在其中有极多的宝贝。
We need a mediator.
那我们需要一个中保,
someone to help us understand,
有一位能够帮助我们明白的,
and help us enter into the reality.
带领我们进入他实际的,
oh, sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
we are the richest people in the universe.
我们是全世界最富有的,
we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
我们是承受神所应许的, 是与基督同样承受的,
and we're joint heirs with Him.
他所有的也是我们的,
but we need a mediator, someone to explain,
但我们需要一个宗保, 需要一位向我们解释的,
how this is ours,
这怎么可能成为我们的,
how do we enter into,
怎么样我们能够进入,
oh brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
what else can we say about this great high,
我们还能够, 怎么样再讲这个尊荣的大祭司呢？还有很多可以讲。
We don't have time tonight.
但我们没有时间了。
My time is almost gone.
我的时间已经快完了。
But I want us to fellowship for a few moments.
但我还要再交通一会儿。
About what is our response to this.
那我们到底回应是什么？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is good news.
这叫做福音。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
The gospel is forgiveness.
那福音的确是赦免,
but the gospel is much more than forgiveness.
但除了赦免, 还有更多的东西,
now, I don't know if I said it to you or not.
我不晓得我讲了没有,
but everything about God's salvation,
所有关乎神救恩的事,
is great.
都是奇妙的。
So when you experience one aspect of it,
但你体会了当中的一面,
it is so great,
这样的奇妙,
you think you have it all.
你就以为你有所有的,
but it's not true.
但不是这样的,
there's more,
还有更多的,
and more,
更多的,
and more,
更多的,
and more,
更多的。
Recently,
最近,
a song has come into my heart.
有一个诗歌到我心里面,
I don't know if brothers and sisters know, I only know one verse.
我不知道弟兄姐妹会不会唱,
I only remember one verse.
那我只记得一节,
I'm not going to sing, I'm just going to give you the words.
那我不会唱, 我只是告诉你们,
I won't do that to you, okay?
里面的字是什么?
I want more of Jesus.
我要更多的耶稣,
more and more and more.
更多更多更多的,
I want more of Jesus,
我愿更多的耶稣,
than I've ever had before.
比我以前有的更多,
I want more of Jesus,
我愿更多的耶稣,
His love so rich and free,
祂的爱是如此的丰富,
I want
如此的恩典,
more of Jesus,
我要更多的耶稣,
so I'll give Him all of me.
所以我将我所有的人献给,
you want all of Him?
你要祂的全有吗?
Give all yourself for Him.
那你就将自己献给他。
This ought to be our response.
这是我们的回应。
What is our response to having such a great high priest?
对于这奇妙的大祭司, 我们的回应是什么?
Well, the writer tells us two specific things we need to do.
作者告诉我们两件特别的事。
We need to draw near,
我们需要靠近,
and we need to hold fast.
我们必须要持守。
In chapter 4, verse 16,
第四章的第16节,
therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前, 为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Now, what's this therefore refer to?
在这里所以是指什么?
It refers to Jesus as our high priest.
这讲到主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Since we have a high priest,
我们既有一位大祭司,
therefore, let's draw near.
让我们进入。
Now, we talked about this a little bit last night.
昨天我们稍微讲了一点。
But when you go into God's throne room,
当你进到神的宝座的时候,
you're not going there to get something.
你不是光拿些东西。
All you will leave with your hands full.
你的手是满满的。
But you're going to meet somebody when you go in.
而且你进到那时,
you're going to meet the great high priest.
是我们的大祭司。
And he's there to show mercy.
他在那里向我们施怜悯。
But also to give grace.
Yes,
abundant grace,
也将丰盛的恩典赐给我们,
for any and every situation,
无论我们各样的情况, 各样的光景,
so brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
let's take the encouragement,
让我们得安慰,
let's listen to the encouragement of this writer,
让我们听到作者勉励的话,
let's discipline ourselves,
让我们操练自己,
to draw near,
靠近主。
The Lord will not force this on us.
那主不会逼我们。
This is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
But there's grace for you to do it.
那但有恩典帮助你。
And my encouragement to us is,
我对你的勉励是
we find our way into that throne room.
让我们进入神的宝座里。
And encounter our high priest.
那与我们的大祭司面对面。
Let him manifest mercy.
让他向我们施恩典。
Because my dear brothers and sisters,
因为亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
he knows everything is going to happen to you that day.
他知道今天你所行的一切事,
everything.
所有事他都知道。
And he's going to give you the grace you need to be faithful in all of those situations.
他会给你足够的恩典，让你在各事上都能够忠心。
Doesn't make any difference what it is.
不管是什么样子的事。
All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are located in him.
那一切丰富的智慧与知识都在他的里面。
And then let's quickly look at chapter 10.
我们再看一下第十章。
I hope you'll give me just a minute or two.
再给我多一两分钟的时间。
Chapter 10, starting in verse 19.
第十章的十九节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus,
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
By a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh,
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。
Now listen carefully.
那注意。
And since we have a great priest over the house of God,
那又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart, having in full assurance of faith, having our hearts cleansed and sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Now in chapter 4,
第四章，
we are encouraged to draw near to the throne of grace.
是来到神施恩的宝座里。
Here we are encouraged to draw near to the holy place, the holy of holies.
这里是要叫我们进到至圣所。
Please don't ask me to try to explain the difference, I don't know.
那到底有什么差别我也不知道。
But I think these are two different experiences.
但我想这是两种不同的经历。
We're going to the throne of grace to receive mercy.
我们到施恩的宝座是领受恩典。
And to receive grace.
领受恩惠。
But when we draw nigh to the holy of holies.
但是当我们进到至圣所的时候。
It's not to receive anything.
不是要在那里领受什么。
We go there as givers. We go there as givers.
我们到那里是要奉献一些东西。
Giving thanks.
将我们的感谢。
Expressing our love.
表达我们的爱
worshiping him.
敬拜他
So the writer encourages us, again, we have a high priest there.
所以在这里作者再一次勉励我们有大祭司
And he will help us with our worship.
他会帮助我们使我们敬拜
Now, quickly.
那赶快
He also encourages us to hold fast.
他又叫我们能够坚守
Chapter 3,
第三章
and verse 6.
第六节
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house,Whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm unto the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Chapter 4,
第四章
verse 14,
第十四节。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Chapter 10, verse 23.
第十章二十三节。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
My brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Do I have to say to us tonight?
我还要再讲吗
？That we have a great high priest.
我们有位大祭司。
Please, my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，We need to take full advantage.
我们要能够掌握这个。
Of all that our Father has provided for us.
领受父神所赐给我们的一切。
Now maybe you didn't think you need a high priest.
也许你觉得你不需要大祭司。
I know we have this problem within certain religious systems.
那我知道有的弟兄姐妹有些这些问题。
Where you have priests that you have to go through.
那在那些教派里面你需要到祭司那里去。
I know this could create a problem for us.
那我知道这对我们来讲是个困难。
Brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
please understand,
你要了解。
Your heavenly father,
你的天父
would not provide something for you that you don't need.
不会给我们一样东西是我们不需要的。
The fact is, we all need a high priest.
因为我们都需要大祭司。
Our brother has shared with us that we ourselves are priests.
那我们的弟兄已经提到，我们也是做祭司的。
We have been made priests.
我们是成为祭司。
Through the death of our Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣已经死了。
And we need a high priest.
我们还需要大祭司。
Who oversees all the priests.
那是管理所有祭司的。
In the house of God.
在神的家里面管理我们。
And such great benefits.
那这有极大的好处。
He is indescribable, my brothers and sisters.
他是超越人的语言描写的。
The riches that are in him are unsearchable.
他里面的丰富是不可测透的。
Don't be satisfied with what you have already received.
不要让你为自己所得的就满足了。
Yes, let's worship him for what he has given us.
是的，我们所领受的使我们能够敬拜。
But let's say to him,
但我们还要再说,
I'm not going to be satisfied.
我还是不满足,
until God has finished His work in me.
只等到神在我身上成就他的工
作。I want to know my Lord Jesus.
我要认识我的主耶稣。
As my high priest.
好像我的大祭司。
As my great high priest.
是我尊荣的大祭司。
Who is this person? Wonderful person.
他是这一位奇妙的这一位。
And has accomplished these tremendous benefits.
替我们成就了这样的美事。
I believe my brothers and sisters,
我相信弟兄姐妹们
when we make such a response to him,
当我们这样子对他回应的时候
the heart of our heavenly father begins to jump with joy.
那我们天上的父的心会充满了喜乐。
He wants us to exploit all that is ours in the Lord Jesus.
因为他盼望我们能够从基督里面得到他所赐给我们各样的丰盛。
So my encouragement to us,
所以我的勉励是这样子。
Let's draw nigh.
那我们靠近。
Let's hold fast.
那我们持守。
To the truth of God's word.
神所传给我们真理的道。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, if what we have fellowshipped about tonight were not in your word,
父啊，我们今天在你的话语上有分享。
It would not be easy to believe it.
要我们相信是极其难。
But Lord, since it is in your word,
但主啊，既是你的话。
It's the truth.
是真理。
You have made your own son.
你将你自己的儿子。
You have established him as the great high priest.
你叫他成为我们的大祭司。
And we have to confess on the basis of what your word says.
那根据你所讲的话，我们必须承认。
He is a great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
He's so wonderful.
他是奇妙的。
In who he is.
那他是这样的奇妙的。
To understand in a little way.
我们也许只明白了一点点。
The benefits that belong to us.
那你在他里面所赐给我们各样的恩惠。
Because we have him as our high priest.
因为他是我们的大祭司。
Oh, blessed Father.
哦，父啊。
By your Holy Spirit.
靠着你的圣灵。
Get something into our heart tonight.
今日就将这些做在我们心里。
So we can never, ever, ever forget.
叫我们永远不会忘记。
That you have made your own son.
你将你自己的儿子。
Our great high priest.
我们的大祭司。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢父啊。
In the name of your dear son.
靠着你爱子的名。
Amen.
Amen.